Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Kelly Norris, and he is the horticulture manager for the Greater Des Moines Botanical Garden. Good morning to you, Kelly.
Good morning.
Kelly, I know that lots of people listening to us know you because you grew up in Southwest Iowa. We've seen you around for a long time. And later I want to talk a little bit about irises because you're the iris king. But before we talk about that, we want to talk about a very special event coming up, the Special Spring Garden Festival. So dates for that, Kelly?
May 7th through 10th.
All right.
Mother's weekend.
Okay. Well, that would be a wonderful thing to do for your mother, actually, is to take her on a little tour and maybe buy her a plant.
That's right. The festival is uniquely positioned in that way, in that it targets an easy weekend when people are looking for a reason to honor their, or a way, I guess, to honor their mother. There's plenty of reasons.
But
a way in which to honor our mothers. So it's a good time of the year, and it's usually just knocking on that last frost date. So it's a good time to get the spring planting season started.
Now, when you say plant sale, I know a lot of ears just perk up, but there are, and we're going to talk some more about the plant sale, but that's just one reason to come. You have lots of things going on along with the plant sale, so let's kind of review those.
Oh, sure. Well, so the Spring Garden Festival is kind of our signature pop-up retail garden festival. I mean, it really is what we hope shaping up to be the can't-miss gardening event in the state. It is unique in the fact that this is only the second year we've done the festival. Folks know that there's been a lot of changes here at the Greater Des Moines Botanical Garden. What used to be the Des Moines Botanical Center has been completely revitalized and transformed over the last several years by our nonprofit. And we've built 7 acres of new outdoor gardens, and we've renovated the conservatory and the building, and so we have all of this sort of new spaces, this new house, and now we're inviting everybody over for a big party. So this is an event that, as you say, of course, it's kind of centered around our plant sale, but we have educational opportunities. We've got 2 great lectures, one on Friday and one on Saturday. Susan Applegate Hurst, who many listeners know because she's been an active figure in our gardening scene in this state for a long time, is speaking on Friday afternoon. And Lisa Orgler, who's a lecturer in horticulture at Iowa State, is speaking on Saturday. And these are two of the really kind of banner lecture opportunities that people can engage with. But, you know, more importantly, it's not just a plant sale. It's an experience. We design the festival basically to really fit within 5 showrooms that we're putting under a big tent and our pergola over our veranda, sort of in the heart of the botanical garden, to really engage people in a retail experience that they may not find otherwise here in the Midwest. So we have almost 500 different kinds of plants for sale, and each of the rooms has kind of a different concept. So it's kind of like walking through an IKEA for horticulture.
Are these plants that we would go home right away and plant?
That's right. We have a whole assortment of things, everything from annuals and vegetables to perennials, tropicals, houseplants, trees, shrubs. We've got the whole gamut of plant diversity that you can utilize in your garden.
And I'm assuming that there will be some expert folks there that, you're around,
right.
That are going to be able to answer a question, say, what shrub would be best to put here, or how deep should I plant these, or whatever. You're going to have some folks there that can give us those answers.
We do. We have a roving team of rangers that will be working the festival. They are our expert salespeople that will, in some cases, are folks from our own committee, our own staff, that will be helping people navigate all of the plant choices that they have. We of course, are somewhat known, I think, for our coleus collection. We have the largest collection of coleus at a public garden in the country with over 655 varieties here on the property. And so we propagate a number of those, I think around 30 varieties. We've chosen our volunteer curator, Leanna Culver, will be on hand for most of the festival to help people make expert decisions about which coleus. But that's just one example of the many different kinds of plants and the many different kinds of people we'll have helping clients and guests make the best purchasing decisions for their gardens.
All right. When you're saying coleus, I have to say I was just there with a friend on Friday, and we were oohing and aahing over all the coleus, and some people just automatically think shade, but now there's sun coleus.
That's true. There's coleus for both sun and for shade. There's coleus that are perfect in little containers. There are coleus that should be planted in the beds because they get so big that they need a place to reach their arms and grow into their full size. Mm-hmm. So a lot of diversity in coleus.
The other thing that we, well, lots of places, but Oudenaude over where the orchids, will there be...
That's right. We have a great orchid collection here that continues to grow and evolve. And actually, one of the featured rooms this year at the festival, one of those showrooms, is on the Bankers Trust veranda under the pergola just off the north side of the building. And it is our indoor room or indoor gardening feature. So you'll walk into the veranda, which will be transformed into this sort of little conservatory you might build on the side of your house if you ever dreamed of doing so. And there'll be all kinds of fun house plants, just nereids, orchids, all kinds of unusual tropical specimens for that kind of a space.
Now, Kelly, I said I was going to ask about irises. Will there be irises for sale?
We will have a few irises for sale. As folks know, bearded irises are not always that common in pots, and so we'll
right.
have actually a lot of different kinds of irises. We've got beardless irises that we'll be offering to folks. So maybe irises that people haven't seen quite so much before, but with any luck, some at least of the 3,500 irises that we have blooming on our alley will be out that weekend for people to enjoy. And that's probably the kind of the overriding message about the whole festival is that it's going to be a grand weekend to come and experience all of these new outdoor gardens.
Yeah, I want to go back a bit to Friday, May 8th. I believe that's the right date for Friday. Susan Applegate Hurst, what time will she be doing her presentation and
that
what's the topic?
That lecture is at 1 p.m., and it is called From Garden to Plate, and it is a lecture about using herbs and sort of celebrating the harvest of the garden in the kitchen.
Okay. And then on Saturday, Lisa Orgler?
Also speaking at 1 p.m. that day on creating structure in the garden, which we know is very important, and we've got a great assortment of living structure, of course, trees and shrubs for people to be inspired by after her lecture.
Is that another word or a different word for hardscape?
She'll be talking about, I think, a variety of those, kind of an all-encompassing approach to those topics, yes.
Okay. Now, we should... tell people we're talking about May 7, 8, 9, and 10.
Right.
And you do need to have a ticket to get in?
For the evening of May 7th, yes. The May 8th, 9th, and 10th are available for general admission. May 7th is our opening night party, so if listeners out there really want to get first dibs on all the cool stuff, they can come for a ticket cost, which includes hosted beverages and little small plates that evening for what will be really the first evening garden party that we've done this year and includes exclusive access to the plant sale. All of this information and schedule is available on our website at dmbotanicalgarden.com as well.
Okay, and if we don't now have a general admission, a general admission, that's different than membership. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, of course, one of the great perks of something like the festival is for members, you get 10% off. So it's a great time. It depending on how many plants you wish to buy, your membership might pay for yourself right off the bat. So we really try and encourage people to become part of the family. We're growing as an institution. We're doing a lot of exciting things and really trying to rebrand and transform the experiences that have been here historically into something much more expanded and authentic. And so we just couldn't be more excited about our growth at this point, and we want as many people to be along for that journey as we can. So there's a host of membership options at different levels depending on where you want to enter at. Of course, every member gets in free when they visit, any time they visit. So that's the first perk, of course. But one great reason to sign up that day, 10% off.
All right. Yes, and lots of other things to go with that. And again, you can get all that information on your website. And then if general admission is, you can just pay for the day when you come and get in on that day. But as you say, it's a bargain when you look at membership. So, Kelly, again, just kind of reel off those dates and times for us.
Sure. The Spring Garden Festival is May 7th through 10th here at the Greater Des Moines Botanical Garden in Des Moines. May 7th is our opening night party from 5 to 8, and the festival is otherwise open on May 8th, 9th, and 10th, starting at 10 a.m. Each morning, and is open 10 to 5 on Friday and Saturday, and 10 to 3 on Sunday. So we've got 4 days that are packed full of all kinds of stuff for people to get here and celebrate the spring planting season on Mother's Day weekend.
And I'm sure we'll see you hurrying around somewhere. And we've been visiting with Kelly Norris, who is the horticulture manager for the Greater Des Moines Botanical Garden. And until next time, here's a thought from Georgia O'Keeffe. If you take a flower in your hand and really look at it, it's your world for a moment.